Let's do Torah and Tea today. So we're not going to be reading the portion of Noso this week. Last week we did by Midbar, because the second day Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz is going to be on Shabbos, and therefore Shavuos is going to be the portion that we're going to read from the Torah. And next week we'll do Noso. In Israel, they're going to be doing Noso this week. We'll straighten out later on in the season. But right now, we'll have a difference between Eretz Yisrael and us, the way the Torah reading. We're going to do the Parshas Noso next week. They're starting to do the Parshas Noso this week. But in any event, today we'll talk about Shavuos. We'll try to take out a few points, especially for Shavuos, and also about the eve of Shavuos. This is based on the two of the Rebbe's talks, as I usually, that we're studying now in volume 28, Shavuos and Erev Chag HaShavuos. Now, you know, we have three holidays in which the Jewish people were commanded to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Temple, to Yerushalayim. It's called the Shalosh Regalim, the three festivals, the three, actually, Regel means foot, because people would go up by foot to Jerusalem, and they were supposed to do that three times a year. Now, there's a difference between the three holidays, as it's evident, because, you know, Pesach lasts for 7 days. Okay, in Chutz Laretz we add an eighth day. That's always going to be the Achron Shel Pesach. That's going to be the extra day that we do in Chutz Laretz. But we'll talk mainly the way it's been set up from the Torah, that Pesach is 7 days. Same thing is Sukkot is also 7 days. Yes, there's Shemini Atzeres, but that's its own holiday. So basically, Pesach and Sukkot, each one are 7 days. But Shavuos, and from the Torah, is only 1 day. So that's a major difference between Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Shavuos is 1 day, and these are 7 days. It's interesting to see some of the differences between them, between Shavuos and the other holidays. So, Shavuos, we learn out that there's a special mitzvah to physically enjoy the holiday. You know, we do ice cream parties, we do all kinds of blintzes with various different kinds of attraction. We want the children to come to listen to the 10 sayings as the Rebbe has instituted, that even the little children should come. So but it's actually a mitzvah to have a beautiful, tasty meal. Put it this way, in the Talmud, it talks about a contradiction, seemingly contradiction between two verses. The celebration of the holidays, what is meant by the celebration? In one verse it says, it's a celebration for God. Chag LaHashem, celebration for God. Now, what would be a celebration for God? That means, you know, doing holy things, sitting in shul, davening and doing mitzvahs and learning Torah and, you know, that's for God, you know. So one verse, in one place it states, one of the verses it states, a festival is for God, meaning do things for Hashem, that's the festival. But then there is another pasuk, another verse that says that it's a chag for you, for the people. What does it mean for the people? The festival for you. Well, for you means to have a good time, you know, a good meal, a tasty meal, have fun, enjoy something that is for you, not for Hashem. So, what is it? The Talmud asks this question. Is it for Hashem, it's brought down, or it's for you? Who's the festival for? What are we doing on this festival? And the Talmud gives two opinions. One opinion says, well, you got a choice. You can choose. You can choose either you want to make it for God, or you want to make it for yourself. Therefore, the verse tells you two different things, because it's your choice. If you want, you can daven a whole day in shul and learn Torah all day. That's the way you want to celebrate. If you want to celebrate all day, just eating and drinking, having a good time, you can celebrate that way. Torah leaves it up to you. That's why it says two different verses. That's one opinion. The other opinion says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is you got to split the day. You got to do it half and half. A half a day you give to Hashem, you daven, you learn, but the other half a day you have to celebrate. So it's called Chatzi LaHashem, half for God, and Chatzi Lochem, half for you. Okay, we split it between the two. Aha, the Gemara says that's only true when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot. Over there you can say either to Hashem or for yourself, but when it comes to Shavuos, everybody agrees that on Shavuos we have to have you enjoy the Yom Tov. On Shavuos you have to have good food, you have to have good times, you have to make it something that you enjoy. Why? Shavuos is different than the other holidays. So the Alter Rebbe quotes in the Shulchan Aruch and he says, well, on Shavuos we got the Torah. The Torah was a treasure, was a gift. Can you imagine your spouse brings you a gift, right? And you don't even bother, you know, opening up the package or looking what's in there, and you move on. You know, of course, spouse will get insulted. I went to spend so much money. I put the effort in to buy you a gift, and you don't even look around. You don't even pay attention to it. Be very insulted. It's an insulting. Hashem took a treasure that was hidden for many years. And the angels said to God, why are you giving away this cherished treasure that was hidden to human beings? Why don't you keep it for us in the heavens, for the angels? It's a beautiful gift. Hashem says, no, I'm giving it to the Jewish people. The Jewish people need it. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them. They need it more than the angels because they have struggles, they have Yetzirah, they need the Torah. The Torah inspires them. But the angels, you'll manage. You don't need it. You manage without it. But anyways, God gave us a gift. Well, some people will say, a gift? Ay, ay, ay. I don't want all the burden of having to study Torah, having to do the mitzvahs. What a gift, you know, maybe I'm not so happy about the gift, you know. I was in the store, you know, the lady was complaining. She says, did you know what my husband bought me for a birthday present? He bought me a vacuum cleaner. I should go and vacuum, she says. You know what, I just went and gave it back to him. You know, sometimes you get a gift, you don't want the gift, you know, so you go ahead and maybe you pass it along to someone else, you know. You got a shalachmanis, somebody sent you, they bothered to send you a nice, and then you say, hey, you know what, give it to somebody else, but make sure, erase the name so that the person should think it comes from you. They shouldn't see that it's not really yours, that you're just passing it along, you know. When somebody gives you a gift, they want to be acknowledged. They want to be appreciated. They want to be say thank you. How do we know when we say thank you to somebody that we really mean it, that we're really saying thank you? It's important to say thank you to Hashem for giving us the Torah. If we're going to spend the day in spiritual levels, in mitzvahs, it doesn't seem like it really got us as people, as human beings. That we appreciate it, that we are thankful for the Torah. That's why the Alter Rebbe writes, comes Shavuos, because we want to show Hashem that we're happy and we're so appreciative and we are thankful. Hashem has chosen us. He gave us His treasure. It's a treasure and we appreciate it. We have to eat and drink and show b'simcha that we're happy with this beautiful gift and treasure that Hashem has given us. That's when it comes to Shavuos. On the other holidays, we have disagreements. Can you get away Pesach and Sukkot by spending mostly the time in the Beis Medrash, learning? Maybe. Two opinions. But when it comes to Ashvuas, Atzeres, everybody agrees, Bainu Lachem, we need you to show, because we have to show that it's Noyach U'Mekubel, that it's comfortable, we're happy with the gift. So we have to. Now, the Rebbe comes up here with a very phenomenal idea the Rebbe presents here. It's a tremendous insight to answer a very difficult halacha. So, I can't go in through the whole of the details, but you know, on Yontif, we're also not allowed to do work. Just like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do work. However, there is an allowance on Yontif. Things that you are going to consume, that you're going to eat. So you can cook on Shabbos. You can carry on Shabbos. You can do the things that you need because that's going to help you have a good time. That's called oichel nefesh. What is necessary for the soul? If you need it, cooking, everything that is needed, basically, for the meal. Now, why don't you cook yesterday? And why do you have to do it on Yontif? Why don't you cook on the day before Yontif? Well, there's nothing like a freshly cooked, a freshly baked challah, a freshly cooked chicken or anything dish. You know, if it's done yesterday, yeah, okay, you can eat it today. But it's not the same thing. The Torah wants you to have a good time. So technically, only the things that involves enhancing your meal is allowed to do on Yontif. Okay. Now, every Yontif, we have korbanos that you bring on Yontif. Those are the sacrifices. What do you do with the meat? You take the animal, you slaughter it, and you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. What do you do with the animal? What do you do with the meat? What happens to the meat of the animal? So, there is various different korbanos. One is called a korban ola. An ola means it goes up on the mizbeach and it's totally burnt. That means that not the kohen, not the owners, nobody gets to partake. It goes only to Hashem. That's a korban to Hashem. That's a korban to Hashem. Okay? So now, one of the korban, that's if, so one of them is an ola. It's called ola sriya. The Torah says, when you come to see Hashem, and you come to be seen by Hashem, you need to bring this korban, goes on the mizbeach. So here becomes the issue. can you bring this korban on Yom Tov? Because there is no part of that korban, of the Ola, for human consumption. So why should you? One opinion says, the opinion of Beis Shammai, they say, no, this is not necessary. Bring it after Yom Tov. Bring it after Yom Tov. Why? Because you know, you have 7 days to bring the korban. If you're not going to bring it today, you'll bring it the next day. So why should you bring it on Yom Tov? We shouldn't desecrate Yom Tov by bringing a sacrifice which the person has no part in it. So that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says no. He says, it's embarrassing for a person to have his own table set, he's eating and he's drinking, and the Mizbeach, Hashem's table, is empty. So it's actually a need. I don't feel good just sitting by my table and enjoying while Hashem's table is empty. Which, by the way, that's also true for other people. And the Rebbe always said that before the holidays, we should make sure that people have what they need for Yom Tov. Whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's other needs that one needs for Yom Tov. Because you don't want to be sitting down by the table and having all these delicacies and having all great things and other people are lacking, don't have it. But the same thing, by extension, follows to Hashem. A person is not going to feel good if his table is going to be full, he's going to be eating and drinking, and the Mizbeach is not going to have the korban. According to Beis Hillel, it's okay to bring the korban, even though there is not going to be any human consumption of that oilos ri'iyah, because it's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, but yet it's still benefiting me because I can't enjoy my meal if the other one doesn't have, if Hashem doesn't have his meal, so to speak. So therefore, he allows that. However, in practice, even Beis Hillel did not bring that korban on the first day. They waited for the next day. And the Rebbe explains how come. They waited for the next day. They did like Beis Shammai. They didn't want to do it on the first day. And I said, why is that? And the Rebbe explains that this is the idea. Because, especially by Shavuos, because Shavuos is the time that a person must enjoy, needs to enjoy the meal. So the korban that we're bringing, we don't want to take up the space with such korbanos that are only to Hashem. We want to, even Beis Hillel, we want to use on Shavuos everything that we can enjoy. So we basically split it up and we said, well, the korban that we can eat, we'll do it on the first day, the korban chagiga. The parts that we do have a part in. But the parts we don't have a part in, we're going to leave it for the next day. Why? On Yom Tov Shavuos, we want to show we are physically enjoying and being happy with that. So therefore, on the holiday of Shavuos itself, on the first day, which is one day, we only ate such korbanos in which we can enjoy. Because this is all part of this idea. We have to show Hashem. We're excited. We are lucky. We are fortunate. Everything we do on this day, we're not going to be just for Hashem. It's going to be for us. We're going to make sure. And that's why the more we do and the better food we get and everything we do, the more we show our appreciation to Hashem. And that is something which is desirable. And that's what we should do on Shavuos. So it turns out that Shavuos is even a higher level that, than the other holidays. The other holidays, according to Beis Hillel, they brought it on the first day. But on Shavuos, he says, no, the first day should only be, which means on the original day, we're going to bring only korbanos in which you can enjoy as well. That's the idea. One more thought over here. Because I have to also, yeah, go ahead. The other thing is about, you know, we're standing a few days before Shavuos. Every day we're getting closer. We got to prepare ourselves, the Jewish people. First, when they came, first day when they came from Har Sinai, they all Vayichan Yisrael, they all were there with one heart, with one, and they all camped. You know, it was a very unique experience. You imagine all Jews speaking the same thing, everybody accepting, all together. It was a very unique experience. And Rashi says that all the other campments where there was always grievances, there was always dissent, there was never such an experience. This was an amazing, a very special experience. In any event, they had 5 days to prepare, basically. It really depends, there's two opinions, but we go by this opinion that they prepared themselves 5 days. And then, whether the Torah was given on Shabbos, the question is, was Rosh Chodesh Sunday or Rosh Chodesh was Monday? That depends how many days they prepared. But I want to just talk, the Rebbe talks about Erev Rosh Chodesh. So just as an interesting concept, you know, Shabbos is the seventh day. But yet, you know that some people take in Shabbos a little earlier, right? Some people, even, you know, you start from midday. Like the special supplication, the Tachanun that we say, we don't say after midday. It's somewhat of the Yontif. We find that the day before the Yontif becomes a little bit like the Yontif, that it also gets some of the sanctity. Take, for example, Erev Pesach. So Pesach is not till the 15th, but the Korban Pesach, and Pesach means Hashem passed over our homes when he saved the Jewish firstborn and all the others were killed. And we're doing this celebration on the 14th. So you see that the day before actually has some tremendous value. And the Rebbe speaks especially on about the fifth day. The Rebbe explains various different things about the fifth day of before Matan Torah, which was on the sixth. And the Rebbe says that the fifth day, and he proves from various different, and explains different things, that on the fifth day already began Matan Torah, halachically, and in all various different things. So, by extension, you know, we're not yet by the fifth day, but you see, the Jewish people, before they got the Torah, they had to say, Na'ase v'nishma, which means, we will do and then we will listen. Basically, it means that we accept Hashem's, even if we don't understand, we don't even ask. The first thing is, we will do. You know, there was, the Talmud tells us, there was this non-Jew who said to the rabbi, he says, you guys are a hasty people, because you say you'll do something, you didn't even hear what you're supposed to do. How do you know you're going to be able to do what Hashem asks you to do? You say, I'll do it. So, you know, but first hear what Hashem wants you to do, and then you'll say, no. And he answered him, you know, Tumas Yishorim Tamechem. It's actually our innocent belief in following Hashem, and our total reliance and trust in Hashem, Hashem isn't going to ask us to do something that we don't have the ability to do. And we can say to Hashem, Nasa, we will do it. And if Hashem wants us to do it, He also gives us, inevitably, He gives us the kochas, He gives us the strength, He gives us the power to do it. So we can say, Nasa, we will do, and that is what prepares us for Matan Torah. So even in all of these days, the Rebbe talks about the day before, but I am extending it. Today already we're 3 days from Rosh Chodesh, okay? And tomorrow it's already the fourth day. We only have one more day. The sanctity of Shavuos is already here. Our preparation becomes part of the Matan Torah. And Matan Torah opened up a whole new avenue of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship with Hashem. Yeah, the Jews had learned Torah before, we had been connected. Hashem called us His children before, but there is a special essence connection that takes place on Shavuos. At Shavuos, God doesn't choose us because we are good, because we have advantages, because we are special. God chooses us because that's what He wants. He chooses the essence of us. The same thing is us. We choose Hashem, not because Hashem is good to us or not because it's good to do a mitzvah, we get rewarded. We choose Hashem because that's what we really want in our essence. So let's prepare ourselves, starting from Erev Shavuos, starting meaning in the 3 days. We're also starting already the Shloshes Yimei HaGabalah. The 3 days already starts now, the 3 days in preparation in which the Jews were not supposed to go up to the mountain. And we're getting closer every day to the actual Matan Torah. The traditional blessing for Matan Torah, for the blessing was to receive the Torah with joy and in an inner. B'simcha u'b'pnimis. What does it mean? Happy is what we were talking about before. To show Hashem, we're happy. It's not a burden. We're excited. And b'pnimis mean is to internalize it. Not only on the superficial level, but to internalize it. When we receive the Torah brings us peace, the Torah brings us, makes Sholem, the Pamalia Shomaylov, it makes in all levels, it'll bring us peace and harmony, hopefully in the world. We should see it with our own eyes that the nations of the world, and especially as they're treating the Jewish people, we should find with this Matan Torah a real sense of peace and tranquility. And Hashem Yivarech Hasamei Basholem, Hashem will bless us with